Cash Call with Craig and Don. This is Craig Pickard. Don Goff, you out here?
Yes, I am.
All right. So we've got an exciting call in store for you tonight. Tonight we've got a case study call. And, you know, these are the calls that I think it really helped define, you know, what is a deal and what is not a deal. And I think that's probably the biggest problem that most people have, especially getting started, and even some advanced folks, our intermediate investors have a challenge with that, you know, and especially, you know, depending upon where your market is in a market cycle. In some cases, you know, it's easy to figure out what the deal is and what a deal isn't. In other cases, it's hard. It may depend upon how many comps and what do you do if there's less comps or if there's more comps or, you know, how big of an area. So, you know, and there's a variety of different options. So what we're going to try to do tonight is we're going to go through that case study for 37 Birchwood Drive. And, you know, the goal here is to help you understand how to evaluate comps. And, you know, if this is the first time that you're seeing a sheet of comps like this, you know, these one page with basically all the details on the sheet, if this is the first time you're seeing it, then, you know, you're not getting the right information. You really need to be getting the right information from your real estate agent. Find an agent, find maybe someone new, someone friendly that can pull the comps in this manner, just like this. And every MLS system is a little bit different, but you don't want a one-liner. You want a full page of the information. It's preferable if it doesn't go on two pages. Sometimes it does, but you certainly don't want a one-liner. What that is just a list of properties with a couple of minor details, maybe like bed, bath, square footage, and price. But it might not tell you days on market. It might not tell you above and below grade living. It might not tell you if it's connected to the sewer or connected to city water or things like that. So, you know, it's just really important that as you move forward with this, that you are, you know, in a situation where you're understanding more and more of these things and looking at the right information to make these decisions so that, you know, good deals aren't passing you by, and also make sure you're not getting into a deal that's just not a good deal. So the case study information should have been sent to you from the office along with all the passcode information. This information is going to be used during our call to help you go through this process. So if for some reason you don't have the information, check your spam folder, check your email. It really should have been attached to email that, you know, where you got the contact information to make this call. So take a second and pull that out. The first document we're going to use, the case study document. Then after that, we'll go into the other pieces as well. This one case study is 37 Birchwood Drive. A gentleman calls you from one of your business cards that you left at a local coffee shop. He has to sell his father's house and informs you that the property is in need of some updating. Based on the given information, please answer the following questions. So, you know, this is actually a pretty typical situation. This is really just, you know, shotgun marketing at its finest. And again, shotgun marketing is, you know, putting marketing out there that might appeal to all sorts of people. So it's not targeted or, you know, laser beam, you know, marketing is shotgun. It's a widespread. You're going to catch a lot of people that, you know, you're not necessarily going to be able to buy their property, but you are going to get people that contact you that you can buy their property. So a little information that they provided you, property address 37 Berkshire Drive, North Providence, Fruit Hill neighborhood. It's always good to know, you know, what neighborhood that you're in. Neighborhood that you need to be going into when you're pulling comps. And just because someone tells you they're in a certain neighborhood, don't just assume that they are. Make sure you look it up and see where they are in the neighborhood because, you know, a lot of people say they're in a certain neighborhood because it makes their property appear to have more value. Or maybe they go to a certain school district or something like that. Property is 3 beds, 1.5 baths. It's a ranch. 6 rooms, 1,250 square feet above, 500 square foot of finished space below grade. No garage, 6,500 square foot lot. So just in, you know, when you get going with this, just in that short description from where it says 3 beds all the way to 6,500 square foot lot, that should give you an idea immediately, like, you know, all right, I know that neighborhood and that's the typical house that's there, or I know the neighborhood and that's not the typical house. So it's going to give you some sort of, you know, guide. The seller is asking 130, and the report most of the time you're going to be going out there and evaluating those repairs as well. We're just doing this based upon what the information we have here. There's going to be a clean out. You get old carpet, furniture, miscellaneous items, refinish the hardwoods in the family room and hallway, replace the carpets in the bedrooms, paint 6 rooms, needs new kitchen cabinets, counter, stainless steel fridge, oven needed. House needs to be vinyl sided, some light landscaping. It gives you an idea of, you know, the types of things that are needed for the rehab. And real estate taxes, $4,200 per year for the taxes. Let's see, the question is, determine the ARV. Your realtor provides you with with the comparable properties that are currently active, pending, or have sold. And that will be going over those shortly. Select the 3 comparables you will use to determine your after-repaired value. Remember, the after-repaired value is the price that you think the property will be able to sell for after the rehab's complete. So now, this is going to put your rehab skills to work here, or at least your estimating skills to work. How much would the rehab cost based on the seller's repair information? You can use the rehab quick cost guide in order to determine your estimates. Based on the comparables provided, choose the ones that are best to determine the ARV and use this value for your analysis with the offer calculation worksheet. What is the max price you can pay for the property? What are the daily carrying costs? You know, that'll be found on the offer calculation worksheet. Would you go see the property based on the seller's asking price? So as you know, take these numbers, put them together, you know, roughly estimate the rehab, you know, would you go out there? Would you go? So some other assumptions to keep in mind whenever we're doing analysis of a property, you know, holding period at least 6 months. So I think even if you think, oh, it's only going to be real quick and I can get rid of it in 3 months, chances are your average is going to be 4.5 to 5 months when you're going to hold a property. So let's use 6, that way we can benefit from the extra. And just in case, there's always things that we need extra money for. Funding, private money loan, 12% interest, no points. Lender lends 75% of the ARV. That's a good example used for what we're doing here. Excuse me. What we're doing here is we're trying to keep this, you know, easy for you to calculate, keep it consistent so everybody can be getting the same answers. It's probably not that far from what, you know, maybe a private money lender might be looking for. Hard money is going to be a little more expensive than that. When you calculate the profit, $20,000 for a minimum profit. Realtor fees, realtors in the area getting about 5% commission. And then some other rules of thumb, closing costs of the purchase, $2,500. Closing costs of the sale, about $1,500. Insurance, $1,800. And utilities, $1,200. So that gives us a good idea of how, the information we have and to give you an idea of how we got, you know, where we are at this point. Now, the next part is to, go into this and figure out, you know, where are we going to be as far as the after repaired value, because that's really the key. So there's 2 things, and we're actually hitting both of them in this case study. 2 things that will determine whether you're going to make money or lose money: how accurately you are at estimating the after repaired value, and the other thing is how accurate you are in estimating the rehab. So those are the 2 things that we're going to be trying to accomplish here in order to move forward. So Don's going to go forward and go through the comparables, and then I'll come back and I can go through the what do you want me to do, Don? You want me to go through
why don't you cover the rehab first, so that way I can cover the offer calculation right after the I go through the comp. That's okay with you?
Yeah, that sounds great. So Don, you take it away with the comps, and let's see if we can figure out what this property is worth.
All right. So, as far as the comps go, like Craig was saying, those are the 2 biggest areas, comps and the rehab, where the numbers are going to be, you're going to make the biggest mistakes. And you really need to get all this information, not the one-liners. And for the first one, you know, I'm going to go through everything on this sheet, not everything, but in more detail, and then show you how to kind of go through them a little bit quicker. And what I love about going through these case studies is that every time we have one, it's different, and all the comps are different. And you're going to make different decisions along the way. You know, a lot of times when people do case studies, they make the perfect world or it's a perfect scenario, textbook case, and you know, when we go through them, we try to make them as real as possible. So that way you can see how some decisions are made and see what you'd have to do next, because when you're out there, these are the things you're going to run into. So that's what I love about them. And you're going to see, we're going to go through that again tonight on how to make some decisions along the way when you get handed certain comps, because you can't control what they are, you know, in every given neighborhood, a given time, it's going to be what the realtor provides you. And what has actually sold. And so the one key thing with comps, and if you've heard us before, I'm going to say it again, it's apples to apples. Always trying to compare apples to apples as far as property to property, square footage to square, you know, all the features, all the attributes of that property. And like Craig mentioned earlier, one of the big thing is neighborhoods, because you want to be in the same school system. Sometimes the realtors don't put it in there. Sometimes they do. Sometimes, you know, they're lazy and they don't put the information in. Sometimes the realtors, there's good ones, there's bad ones. So it's your job to really go through it, scrub it, and look them over and then verify it, you know, even driving the comps once you might go out there, which I'll get into a little bit later. So the first thing is that the first comp that we're going to look at is 15 Taylor Street in North Providence. And so we start at the top, and we're going to check out the neighborhood. Is this property in the right neighborhood? And as you'll see, it is. It's in the Fruit Hill neighborhood. So that's good. That's a good start. So so now let's go through the whole top section there. You'll see that it's a sold. This property has sold, and that's key too, because when we're looking at comps, the active and the pending ones, those are, we don't really know what they sold for yet. We know what they might have went under contract for, but we don't know what the final sale price was. And sometimes it can be significantly different. So you want to make sure that, you know, the first thing you look at, is it sold? And it says it right at the top left-hand corner, and then it says it again on the right-hand side. So this one sold for $217,000. It's a ranch style, so it's a similar property. So that's good, built in 1957. Let's get into the description, because that usually tells us quite a bit. Well-maintained, four-bed, one-and-a-half-bath ranch in a quiet, desirable neighborhood in Fruit Hill area. Well, so that's telling me, oh, that's probably not a comp, because this is a four-bed. We only have a three-bed property, right? So it's not really comparing apples to apples. Well, let's keep reading, because sometimes you can be surprised. So it says home is in great condition, requiring some minor upgrades. All appliances to remain. Finish low with one bed. Ah, so that's where they have one bed in the basement. Not quite the same, because people have a lot of finished basements. It's much more desirable if all four bedrooms on the first floor. So it's really a three-bedroom house where they have an added one in the basement, where the property we have is 500 square feet below, and we could do the same thing potentially. So three beds, one in the basement, kitchen, family room, half bath, enclosed porch, garage. Oh, we don't have a garage. So now the first thing that pops in my head, they have a garage, we don't. It's probably going to be a little bit more money. Fenced yard, or it's going to have sold for a little bit more money. Fenced yard, corner lot. I mean, so it says it's in great condition. So let's go through. And it's not a short sale. It's not a bank REO property. So let's go through the numbers here, or I keep on going through down the sheet. And so, let's see, it has two full baths, 1,138 square feet above. So that's similar to ours. Ours is 1,250, 546 below, has a full basement type. It's finished, like we just said, 546 square feet. So the big difference here is a garage. So it's really not comparable because of the garage. I mean, the bedroom doesn't make a difference to us because, again, one of them is in the basement, but it has a garage, which, you know, a lot of people, I know when I – anytime I buy a house, I want to make sure that, especially being here in the Northeast, I want to have a garage. I'm not even looking at a house if it doesn't have a garage. And so it does reduce your buying pool, and that's why they could get less, too, for a property with no garage. So I would say this one's, you know, in the right neighborhood, similar size and everything, but has a garage, so we're going to throw that one out. That would not be a comp for us. So let's look at the next one. The next one is 22 Manning Street in North Providence. And, again, it's sold. If you look at the top, Fruit Hill neighborhood, great sold price, $205. All right. Well, that's starting to make a little bit more, not more sense, but we just looked at one that was $217. So this one sold for less. So I'm thinking maybe this could be a comp potentially. It was listed at 209 when the property sold. The original list price was 209.9, and let's go through it. So it's all right, it's a ranch style house, so that's good. So let's read through the description again. Check out this 3-bed, 2-bath home with brand new renovated kitchen. That's good. Finished basement with wet bar. Oh, that's nice. Updated bathrooms. It sits in the heart of Fruit Hill, close to Rhode Island College, Mineral Spring Avenue. Be the first to enjoy, the first person to enjoy this home, brand new stainless steel appliances. All right, so that, you know, everything sounded good there, so it must have been recently rehabbed. Again, we look under the general information right below, and we see there's nothing really out of line with that. No short sale, no REO. Wouldn't expect it to be based on the last comp that we looked at. So every time you're going through this, you just try to think along the way and you guess to yourself, hey, is this a potential comp or not? Because you're trying to put pieces to the puzzle together as you go through, and the quicker you can find something that makes it not a comp, the better. But I'm going to go through a little bit more detail on some of these. So 3-bed, 2-bath, so that's great. Ours is 3-bed, 1.5-bath, pretty close on that front. Ours is 1250 above, which is, this is 1,000, and they have 750 below. Ours is only 500. The most important part is the, again, above ground living area. Doesn't make a huge difference whether it's 500 or 700 square feet below living area. But when you have a 200 square foot difference, you know, 20% on above, it could. So ours is actually a little bit nicer than this from that standpoint. So at this point, I would say, yeah, this could be a potential comp for us. It has no garage if you go down a little bit further. The lot size is 4,500 square feet, which is ours is 6,500 square feet. You'll find that right in the middle of the page. And this property actually sold in 7 days, so it sold pretty quick. So that's a good sign as well. That because we want to sell our properties and get them under contract within 30 days of putting them on the market, because as you know, as real estate investors, we can't hold properties for a long period of time, because the longer we hold them, as you'll see a little bit later, I mean, we have the daily carrying cost that keeps on adding up along the way. So those are so that one looks like a potential comp for us. So let's get into the next one, which is a 111 East Avenue, North Providence. And so for this particular one, this one is actually listed in North Providence. So this is a neighborhood of North Providence to start, so it doesn't say Fruit Hill. So sometimes when they just put the general city in there, it means that it could be in a worse area. Not a desirable area, so they're just trying to keep it general. They don't want to specify the area. Sometimes it could just mean the realtor is not familiar with the different areas in North Providence or villages in that area, so they might just put that. Could be a lot of reasons. So you can always look it up on the map to check, hey, where exactly is it? Is it in the same school system as the properties I'm looking at to see if it's potential, it has potential. So sometimes you're going to do a little bit more digging on things. So, but at the first, you can flip through all the comps, look at them, and then if you have some ones that are in question, then you go back. Or if you're not as familiar with the area, then you'd go, you know, you'd want to look into a little more detail or talk to your realtor about it. And so that way you could make sure you're comparing the right property. But, right out of the gates, we're going to, assume that maybe this isn't in the same neighborhood, even though it says excellent owner, one owner ranch in desirable North Providence. So, they're putting the whole city on there. And, it does have a two-car garage anyway, so it wouldn't actually be comparable. So, but those are all the things that you want to be looking at, or not, when you're looking at these comps. So, that would not be a comp. Let's look at the next one. So, the next one is, and what I have here, it's actually an active one that got mixed in along the way. And so, if you look at the top, it says active right at the top, right after the MLS number, and it's 116 Merchant Street in North Providence. It's in the Fruit Hill neighborhood. But one of the main things is it's active. So we really don't want to be looking at active comps right now, because it's going to skew your thinking. Usually we might take a look at the active or the pendings at the end just if to see after we have a number in our head. But we don't want to look at them at the beginning. I mean, this one doesn't really matter because it's not even the same type of property. It's way too big. It's 2,300 square feet above. 1,200 below. As you can see, as soon as you look at the list price of $299,000, that is probably not in the same range, you know, because all the other ones we were looking at was, you know, $205,000, under $210,000. So, you know, most likely $299,000, right off the bat, that should tell you this one's not going to be comparable. I'm not going to look at this in too much detail. So that's but that's how we want to look at that one. So let's go to the next one, which is 79 Atlantic Boulevard. And that one is a sold comp right at the top, Fruit Hill. So that's good. Sold price $195,000. It was listed when it was listed at $219,900 when it sold for $195,000. And it took 65 days to sell. Well, that's probably maybe why it took to sell, because maybe it was more worth around $200,000 and they had it listed at $220,000. So that's why it was on the market for 65 days. And you can find that those days on market, you can find that right under all those prices, the sold list, original, that tells you price per square foot, and it talks about the days on the market at 65. So let's look at the description of this. I mean, it looks like the same property, similar property to ours, because it's a ranch property. It doesn't look like it has a garage from the picture, but let's check. Maybe it's not attached. So the description says, located in Fruit Hill neighborhood, this adorable, well-cared-for three-bedroom ranch has much to offer: large living room, kitchen, generous dining area, three bedrooms, bath, and family room with fireplace, hardwoods, replacement windows, and central air are a few of the features that this home has to offer. Finished basement, rec room, outdoor freestanding screened-in patio, large storage shed, fenced-in yard, plenty of parking. So all great things. It's not a short sale or an REO, as we look below. Let's go through the interior section right under that just to see, make sure it's comparable. So it has three beds, one bath. Ours is three bed, one and a half bath. It has 1,300 square feet above. Ours is 1,250. That's pretty comparable. Theirs has 500 below, below ground living area. Ours has 500 as well. And the lot size is 7,700 square feet. So that's pretty comparable to the subject property that we're looking at 37 Birchwood. His odds is 6,500. There's no garage on here. So those, you know, all those things. So I would say this is pretty comparable too. I mean, this is a comparable property as well. Now, if you remember from the last one we said was comparable, it was, that was 205, and this one is 195. And, so, but this one isn't totally fully updated. So that's you know, so that's the difference between the two. And it has, this one has central air as well. So that's another feature that this one has that ours doesn't have. So we got to take that into account when we're looking at these. Okay. So let's look at the next comp. The next one is, and this is the sixth one, which is Victoria Street, 2 Victoria Street. And it, again, it sold, so that's good. We're looking at the right thing. Right off the bat, you know, there's no neighborhood listed on this one, which is interesting. They didn't put anything. That makes me a little bit suspect when I first look at it. And then I look, and it's, the sold price is $247,000. So we don't know if it's in the right neighborhood, $247,000. It sold for a much higher price, so I'm guessing it's not too comparable. But let's just read through this description. Move-in ready, many updates, maintenance-free, just a few of the reasons. Beautiful ranch is the right home for you. Updates include new kitchen, bath, windows, heating system, electrical, pool liner, and more. So it has a pool. Sometimes it's good or bad in our area because you don't get to use it year-round up here. The Champion sunroom overlooks the 16 by 32 in-ground pool, fish pond, and secluded backyard that will help you relax long day. Fully finished walkout, basement, summer kitchen, full bath, family room, complete. This amazing home. Oh, yes, let's not forget, it's on a private dead-end street. Ah, so, I mean, it has some nice features to it, like the pool and the walkout that someone might really want. It's on a dead-end street, so that's probably why they get the 247, but, you know, it's not. We don't even know the neighborhood. You know, that's one we would have to check on, but either way, it's not totally comparable with all the extras on there, and especially being on a dead-end street, we didn't really tell you that or not. So if it's in a dead-end cul-de-sac, you get a little bit more of a premium because more desirable for people with families. Let's look at the next one. The next one is 32 Swan Street, and that's a sold comp, and it's North Providence. And let's see, Allendale. That's the neighborhood, Allendale. So it's not the same neighborhood. And, you know, that's something, again, right off the get-go, looking at these, we'd say, hey, it's not a comp, you know, when we first look through these. If we're short on comps and we, you know, we wanted to look at that, it's, again, apples to apples. Fruit Hill is the most important, but if it's in the same school system, we talk to multiple people to see if it's a comparable neighborhood, maybe it's like, you know, the next street over, then it might still be something we can use, but we really don't know yet. We don't know if it is a comparable neighborhood for this case study. So we're going to say, well, we're not going to look at this one since it's in a different neighborhood. All right, let's see the next one. The next one is 8 Hawkins Boulevard. So the 8 Hawkins Boulevard, that looks like a nice house. You can look at the picture and see it has a two-car garage right there. So, I mean, process of, you know, when you're going through this process and you're trying to get cut to the chase as quick as possible, I mean, you're still going to look at it a little bit, but you just say, you know, I would still look to see what, I'd be curious to see what the price sold for and just to see. It seems like there's two types of styles of houses in this area. There's some pretty big ones, ranches, and some ones that are more around 1,100 to 1,200 square feet, but it is the Fruit Hill neighborhood. It's $290,000 this one sold for. Again, all the ones that we looked at so far that were pretty comparable were a decent amount less than the 290. You know, we're more at the 205, 195 range with the comps we looked at. So here's some, the next one is actually an active comp, and the active comp is 49 Sampson Avenue. Again, right off the get-go, it's not one that we would want to look at. Let's come back to that one in a minute. So 49 Sampson Avenue. We'll come back to that one in a minute. Let's see if there's anything else first that has been sold that's comparable. So we have the next one, 7 Rockwell Avenue, and that's in North Providence, $100,000. Oh, wow. That's a lot lower than, you know, everything we've seen so far. And what you'll notice is that in the description, which it used to be a formerly daycare, possible conversion to residential. I mean, it's not a comp. I mean, sometimes you see these interesting listings. So someone will just convert that over. It's not in the Fruit Hill neighborhood anyway, but someone could take that. Or maybe if you're, you know, if you had seen this as in your buying properties, this could be a potential deal for you to buy and convert at the right price. That's why I think they were originally listed at $154,000 and ended up selling for $150,000 less because someone, you know, has to take that risk if they can convert it back to residential and find out and do all the research on that. So, and then the last one, or that second to last one is the, let's see here. Yep, that's a pending comp. So the pending comp on there is, let's see, 1 Villa Drive in North Providence. The list price is $349,900. And, I mean, right off the bat, that tells you it's in Fruit Hill, but it's $350,000, where ours is, again, around $200,000. So, if you go down a little bit and just look at the above grade living area, I mean, you can look at the house and look at it. It's pretty massive. And then you can see it's 3,000 above. It looks like they might've put two houses together, in that area. So that's, wouldn't be a comp. Obviously it's way out of the range that we're looking at. And, then we have that other last one that's active under contract, which is 19 White Court. So, and this is active under contract. It's during the inspection period. So you'll be able to see that between that one and we'll go back to 49 Sampson Avenue in a minute. It could skew, you know, your thinking a little bit when you're looking at these properties. So let's just go back. And before we look at these two, is I'd like to go back and just look at the comps that we think were the closest ones to comps. Because, you know, this one, it could be a little bit of a tricky one. So the second comp, which is 22 Manning Street, it's page 2. 22 Manning, just to review it again, is, you know, it sold for $205,000. I mean, it has a finished basement, has the wet bar. It's a little bit less square footage than ours, and it sold for $205,000, and it sold in 7 days. We have, then if we go to sheet, let's see here, sheet five, well, that's 79 Atlantic Boulevard. And that one sold for $195,000. So now we have one at $205,000, one at $195,000, and those are pretty much the only two comps that we have that are comparable. And so that's all we have. Now, some of the other ones, like I said, if you know the neighborhood or you can figure out the neighborhood's pretty much the same in the same school district, you might have to do a little bit more digging. But based on just on this case study, you know, that's what, if we want to be conservative and we only had those two comps, you really don't know why 22 Manning Street sold in 7 days at $205,000. I mean, it was updated and everything, but it's brand new renovated kitchen, and ours is going to be too. But, you know, if you want to be conservative, then what you'd want to do for this case study is use a comp of $195,000 just to be on the safe side. Because with these two comps, that's all you really have, and the other one sold for $195,000, and is pretty close to the same size as ours, and it did sell within 65 days, but it was listed at $219,900. So I would say to go with the $195,000 at your after repair value. Now, what I want to do is I want to go back to some of the pending comps, because one thing that you can do is you can say, this is a first glance. This is when the seller called you, you've got your comps, and we're trying to decide, do we go look at the property based on their price? So we'll start at the $195,000 and say, hey, you know what? I know I can sell this thing for $195,000. Might be able to get a little bit more for it. Maybe I could get closer to the $205,000. You know, once I drive by the properties and look at them, talk to my realtor a little bit more and maybe get some insight, then I might be able to bump that up. But right now, I got to say, you know, $195,000. So one of the reasons we don't look at some of the active comps is if we go back to, the 49 Sampson, which is page 9. I'll give you a second to get there. That's an active comp. 49 Sampson Avenue. That's comp number 9. So look at that. That one's actively listed, and it's actively listed for $225,000. So it's 3-bedroom. 1.5-bath ranch, new heating system, new windows, home has hardwoods, open eating kitchen, and it's a nice finish, low-level walk-in potential, and it has 1,000 above, 900 below, so it'd be pretty comparable to ours. No garage, but $225,000. It was originally listed at $239,900, but on the market for 182 days. Why has it been on the market 182 days? You should be able to answer this, too. If it's really... those are the, you know, with, based on the square footage and everything, my guess is this thing's going to sell closer to, you know, 210 maybe, depending on, you know, 205, right, like the Manning Street one. But we don't really know. So it might skew and you might say, oh, it's worth 225. They have it listed there. Well, you don't really know because you don't know what it sold for. But you also can say, well, at least I know what my competition would be. So if I'm listing mine at 195, you drive by this property and you look at it and you know what yours looks like, you can say, well, you know, at $195,000, someone's going to choose my property over this one for $225,000. So you can kind of get an idea what the competition looks like. And then the other thing you can do, too, is you have the one, let's go to the last page, the last one, number 12, and that one is 19 White Court in North Providence. And if you look at that, it's a pending, well, it's an active under contract inspection period. Let's just look at that. So, again, we don't know what it's going to sell for. They went under contract when it was listed for $219,900. But guess what? It could sell during our inspection period. Say if we get it under contract, then this could be one that we're looking at, you know, one that we would want to check out. Maybe it does finally sell, or maybe your realtor knows their realtor, the realtor listing it, and can find out. They're not supposed to tell you the sold price, but they might be able to share that with you, or get more insider information, so that way you would know what it sold at, or what they got in the contract for. So because this one would be another potential comp. If you look at everything, it's well kept, vinyl sided, 3-bed, 1.5-bath ranch, Fruit Hill area. Interior recently painted, replacement windows, roof is only 11 years young. Basement beautiful, finished recently for extra living space, plus half bath, laundry, storage, fenced-in backyard with the large shed, very convenient, to Smith Street, 295. Come see this nice home. So it was listed at 214, but that sold for 205 as well as the other one. It's only 974 square feet above, 560 below. No garage, so it would be comparable. We just don't know what it sold at. But you would keep your eye on it, and then that could might help you, justify a higher comp because that once you know the sold price. So for this case study, let's assume 195 to be on the conservative side because we only have those two comps, and until you'd have to do more digging, then you might be able to come up with a new number if this was a live deal in your neighborhood, in your area. Those are some of the things you're going to do. You do, like I mentioned earlier, by getting more information from your realtor or, on those other properties. So before I get into the offer calculation worksheet, Craig, you just want to go through the rehab part of things?
Yeah, I'm still there. Yep, sorry, I pressed the wrong button.
Still stuck up. No problem.
So let's go over the rehab. So what do we have for rehab here? We'll go through each of the items that we talked about and give you a cost and give you an idea, and then we'll get them all totaled up. So the first one was a clean out. So it's kind of in a little bit in order of what you're going to do, or at least from the list that we were given. So the clean out, $750. You're probably going to have about $450. That's going to come from a dumpster, probably a 30-yard dumpster, and then you're going to have $350 on labor of just basic laborers that are just going to be taking the stuff and bringing it up into the dumpster, getting rid of anything, or recycling things, or bringing them to Goodwill or whatever. Anything that's reasonable. The next item is $750 for that cost. Then you have refinished the hardwoods. It said in there those 300 square feet, so at $2 a square foot, $600 for that. Then we're going to have to replace the carpet, so we only have 360 square feet of carpet. That's $900, that's $250 a square foot. And then painting six rooms. So six rooms being painted for a cost of $3,000, and that's figured out by doing 500 a room. So that's the walls, the trim, the closets, the ceilings. Then we have new kitchen cabinets. So here's where we're going to get into some area where it's going to really kind of depend on how big the kitchen is, how much countertop you have. But we're just giving you, for this purpose here, we're giving you a rule of thumb to be somewhere around. Clearly, if you were going to go forward with this house, you want to get a more firm number. But this will get you pretty close. New kitchen cabinets, $5,000. And that's what you're going to find in that rule of thumb. On the calculation estimation sheet there. So, and then a new beveled counter, again, go to the sheet. You're going to find that for $1,100. And then you've got the stainless steel fridge, dishwasher, and stove for another $1,650. So that's $1,100 for the fridge and $550 for the stove. Looks like we're getting the dishwasher free.
The dishwasher. There's a typo there.
You negotiated such a great deal at the appliance store that they threw the dishwasher in for free. So, but $1,600 is still a good cost for those three items. That's pretty typical because it would be somewhere around $2,000 if you had a microwave in there, something underneath that, $1,900, something like that. So that's a pretty good number there for appliances. Vinyl siding, $7,000. Again, that's just a guess based upon a ranch. This size ranch, it's about what it's going to cost. It could be $6,000, could be $8,000. That's right around there. And anytime you're going to do rehab, you're going to have a buffer anyway. New garage door for your one-car garage, $700. That's from that rule of thumb guide. And then some light landscaping, another $1,000. So, again, light landscaping, a little cleanup, maybe a few shrubs. This would not be like, major landscaping to put in a walkway or to do some major, lawn planting or, major tree removal, nothing like that. So just something really basic, light, just to spruce things up, make it clean and neat, remove some little shrubs, that sort of thing. So you total all those up, we're going to get to $21,700. So $21,700, that is going to be our rehab cost. So this is going to be the dollars that we're going to estimate based upon the things that we heard the seller say. And when we go out there, we're gonna further determine, you know, if they needed more things what they're saying, or the condition was better or worse, or and we'll go figure that out. So now we're going to use that number in order to create the order to complete the offer calculation sheet, because Don started with the getting that ARV. And then we had some rules of thumb, which he's going to go over right now with the with that rehab number and the buffer, and we'll see what see if it makes sense to move forward.
All right, great, thanks, Craig. Yeah, like Craig said, on those rehabs, you're gonna get the quotes done once you have it on the contract. You need a good starting point on those, so that'll get you right around where you need to be. So that way, and you might find once you get to the property too that some of those things aren't needed, or you might need a little bit more. But for the case study purposes, that gives you what you need. So let's go through the offer calculation worksheet. So the first thing is we have the after repair value of $195,000, and then we have the rehab cost of $21,700 that Craig just went through. Then we have the closing cost purchase of $2,500. Closing cost sale of $1,500. Those are rules of thumb that we gave you in the case study that Craig mentioned up front. We also have the rule of thumb for insurance, which is the next line item, of $1,800 for 6 months. We have the taxes at $2,100 because the real estate taxes that we figured in or that were part of the case that were $4,200. So you might. Some people might have put in $4,200. I see that all the time. And, you know, you have to split it in half because, remember, we're assuming we're holding it 6 months on this sheet. Now, if it's a major rehab, then we might hold it 9 months. So it's not always 6 months, but on these small rehabs, $20,000, $25,000 rehab, you know, you should be able to get that pretty quick unless you have to order a bunch of things and you have longer lead times. But that the 6 months is a good time frame to as you go by, unless you have a lot of major things that you're going to be doing on the property. So taxes, $2,100 again for 6 months. Utilities, $1,200 for 6 months. And so let's see what else we have. So the interest payments, that's the next line item. So we gave you that as part of the case study. Private money loan at 12% interest only, no points. The lender lends 75% of the after repair value. So that's nice. The sheet automatically calculates that for you once you plug those numbers in. Broker's commission is 5%. So that's $9,750 for the broker commission. Profit, $20,000. That was an assumption that we made. And again, the 5% broker commission, that can vary in your area. So you need to know when you're building your relationships what it's going to be. But for this purposes, 5% was given to you for the broker commission. So again, that's $9,750. I think I might have forgot to mention the interest payments. The interest payment is actually $8,775. So those are those two cells. The profit's $20,000. So that total subtotal cost is, with all those items factored in, is $69,325. $69,325. So if we take the after repair value and we minus that $69,325, that gives us a maximum allowable offer of $125,675. So let's just go back to the case study sheet, the original sheet Craig went through, so that way we can, you know, make sure we're getting everything answered that we're supposed to get answered. So we went through the first one. The first thing was the rehab, and Craig went through that and came up with a number of $21,700 for the rehab number. And so the next question was, based on the comparables provided, choose the best ones to determine the ARV. Use this value for the analysis, the offer calculation sheet. So that was after just looking at these now, without doing any further digging, we said, you know, we talked on the phone with the seller. We looked at the rehab that they told us what it needed in rehab and determined a price for that. And based on just the information we had without talking to anybody yet, the the after repair value is $195,000, to be conservative. So that's the answer for number two. What's the maximum price you can pay for the property? Well, that's what I just covered there. And the maximum offer was the $125,675. And then the next line item, or the next question that we wanted to get answered, was what is the daily carrying cost? What is the daily carrying cost? So let's go back to the offer calculation worksheet and go all the way to the bottom. And based on 6 months of taxes, 6 months of insurance, 6 months of utilities, and 6 months of interest, if you add all that up and you divide it by 180, which is approximately half a year, 6 months, then you're going to come up to $77 per day. That's what it's costing you to run that property, $77. So every day you own that property, that's what's going to you keep on adding up. So as weeks go by, if you're not minding the store and staying on top of your contractors, it can add up pretty quick. Because multiply that 7708 times 7, that's $539 a week. So it's $550 out of your pocket, you know, for every week that you hold the property. So, but that gives you a good idea. That gives you, you know, that's why we put that in there, so you can be mindful of every day what it's costing you. So that's how that's calculated. Now, the last question was, would you go see the property based on the seller's asking price? So let's go back to that. The seller's asking price was $130,000. So when you talked to him on the phone, he said he's looking to get $130,000. When we did our numbers, just by looking at the comps that were sent to us and not really looking them up on the computer or driving them or anything yet, we came up with $195,000. So, and based off our original rehab numbers without seeing the place, we came up with $217,000. So, again, our maximum allowable offer was $125,675, so almost $126,000. They want $130,000. Would you go see the property? Absolutely. You're only $4,000 off, right? So you'd want to check that out. You'll want to see if there's anything that you're missing out on, or maybe you could your rehab number could be lower than what you're expecting. Maybe after you look at all those comps on the computer and you drive the comps, when you go see the property, because that's when you'd want to do it, you'd drive, see the comps, and then maybe now you can say that some of the properties are pretty much the next street over, that other one of the properties that maybe it didn't say actually Fruit Hill on the sheet, but it's pretty much in Fruit Hill. You might discover something like that. So that's your job. I mean, when you're only 4,000 off, you want to look at all that. Maybe your realtor will work with you on the commission. And, you know, so those are all things that you could potentially say, all right, yeah, this does work. Now, you don't want to be justifying and stop making up stuff and squeeze everything either. So you want to be mindful of that. But when you're $4,000 off, there's things you can do. Now, if you get there and you still can't, you know, after doing all those things, if you still can't say confidently or feel confident about, you know, getting it for, you know, paying, say, $130 for it instead of the $126 at $4,000, then what do? You wholesale it. That's why you have cash buyers on your team. You ended up wholesaling the property. But even when you go there, maybe the seller really likes you. You talk to them, say, hey, the number's a little bit tight. You know, I can do the property. I can close pretty quickly, but, you know, I really need to be at 125. Or ask them there. If you didn't do your job on the phone with them, then when you get there, you're going to ask the seller, hey, if I could offer you cash and close quickly, I know you're looking to get around 130. You know, the numbers, it looks like they're going to be too tight for me at that. What's the least you could accept? If I can close quickly, I'll take care of everything in the property. Maybe they drop by $5,000. Maybe they drop 10. You know, and then now you don't have to worry about it. You know, you have plenty of room. All right, so that's the case study. Craig, anything else you wanted to add to that?
No, I think we've made a nice conclusion there of the case study. I think the importance here is just to, you know, learn from this situation, learn from the comps he went through and the information that Don shared with you, you know, why we want to include a comp or not include a comp. And, you know, just one of those tips might make a difference in the next deal. But at least now you have a way to pre-screen things, you know, ahead of time. And again, you know, I know that, I also want to make sure you don't walk away with another assumption. You know, whenever, you know, someone calls you and you think, oh, this might be a deal that I want to go see, just make a time. Schedule a time with them. So if you talk to them on the phone, schedule a time with them to say, all right, yeah, let's find a time where I can come out there and see it. Then do your research. If you find out when you do your research that it's not worth going, then call them back and tell them, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to come. Because if you were to tell them, all right, this all sounds great, let me do some research, I'll call you back, and if it's a deal I like or it's a property I like, I'll, you know, we'll set something up. Well, by the time you call them back, A, they may not answer the phone. B, they might have already sold the property to somebody else. So always make the appointment, because that's going to help them to stop searching. Because if you don't make an appointment with them, they're just going to call the next, you know, letter that they got. They're going to call the next ad they see in the newspaper. They're going to, you know, whatever source they're using, they're just going to go to the next one. And you don't want that to happen. So just make sure that you are making the appointment with them. And you can always call back and cancel. If you think you're close enough, you can go. And just like Don said, you can do a wholesale deal. If you think that you're even a little further apart, still go and then see the opportunity and see where it might bring. So those are the things that we wanted to share with you this evening. I think these case studies are really valuable to help you to understand, you know, where you need to be in this analysis process and what's going to help you to have that success that you're looking for. So, you know, your homework is to, you know, take a few of these things out of this case study that really helped you in our conversation tonight and go put them to use. Go put them into use in your business. But most importantly, you can see the importance of getting comps. Get a realtor on your team that can provide you comps that look just like this so you can do that same analysis that we just did. So other than that, if you have any questions, contact the office, contact your coach, and otherwise we'll see you on the next call. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, folks.